Hey, TFT testing.
KF8, DNJ, and Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo November Juliet. I'd like to get a radio check if anybody's out there, or just say howdy hi.
HFACCOL monitoring.
Okay, thank you. You're good readable here as well, OBU. This is NASBE.
Drop rash, use this frequency.
Bravo, Papa Golf Whiskey. clear. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Tech, Kilo Echo Oscar.
KGLN, KJVD, I had you loud and clear.
KGVD, can you do on a heavy Luma Charlie as well? Can you be alternate one?
Will do. I will be alternate. KJVD.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. KPD, he's on the kid. He won't be here tonight.
KV8, TGW.
Good afternoon, John.
Oh, good afternoon, Max. Just a standby for the net.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Well, good afternoon, and I'm just standing by for the net.
Okay, roger that. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan section of the FPLC net.
November 18th for Bravo Echo.
Good afternoon, Damon. I got you in there, NASDE. Next check-in, please.
Whiskey, Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo, Lima.
Whiskey, Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo, Lima. Detection, OK. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra.
Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra, boy, I have a really good readable there, almost with Charlie, sir.
This is KW5AS. I'm Skip in Menominee County, and also your signal is a little bit distorted. Having a little trouble hearing it up here, KW5AS.
Okay, roger that. I got a good readable for you, though. You are Lima Charlie. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPSCNET.
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo.
Good afternoon, over.
Good afternoon, Charlie. WD8 AXB. I got you written down here in the lock. Next check-in, please. That was a little late for me. Can I get a relay?
WDNASB copy. KB8 Alpha Yankee.
Kilo Bravo 8 Alpha Yankee. Thank you. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section of RPSC net. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPSC net.
Echo 8, Delta, Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Delta Oscar November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. The BISnet meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 534, 6.5, and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives in these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. KAJBD, TD8TGW, N8SBE, WD8TKL, KW5AS, WD8AXB, and KB8AY. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
This is November 8th, November Oscar Romeo. No traffic.
N8NOR, I got you in there, next station.
Okay.
All right, last station, please repeat.
Kilo Bravo,
okay. Kilo Bravo station, I got you kind of late. Can you say it three times for me, please?
I got you Kilo Bravo
9.
This is Alpha Romeo. Kilo Bravo 9. This is Alpha Romeo. Kilo Bravo 9. This is Alpha Romeo. Good.
Kilo Bravo 9 or India Alpha Romeo, got you in at that time, Don, thank you. Next station, please. Are there any relays? CW, KAJBD, KAJBD, can you place an 18-hour call, please?
KAJBD, will do. This is KAJBD, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. If you wish to participate in this net, all amateurs are available. So please go ahead and call now. This is KAJBD. KADON, KAJBD, nothing heard.
Okay, roger that. Everybody else is probably off wrapping up all their equipment from field day this weekend. Looks like there's great participation around the state. One of these times I will be able to get out and play that. Let me see. Give me a quick update from around the state. Things happening this week. We've got the record meeting on Tuesday. That's always at FEMA's Region Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group. That's Tuesday morning on Zoom. Wednesday afternoon on Zoom is the Communication Unit for Michigan, the Communication Unit Work Group, or COMU. And then Friday, the shoes will get each of you, and that's a one-hour session. Red one is, I think, also on Zoom. So, anyway, those are the meetings coming.
much this week. Not too much else will be happening from around the space perspective. I've got some documentation updating we're doing. It's that time of year at the state where process and procedure documentation needs to get it on file in their system. They like you to update it and make sure, or at least sign off every year that it is current. As it turns out, we've got a couple of small changes we're making in the procedures document that we published for the SCLC equipment last year. So we'll get those published in there, and that'll all be good. With that, let's see. Let's go to KAJBD to be followed by KDAPGW. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KADON and the net, this is KAJBB. Name is Jim, ECRO in Washtenaw County. Let's see, last week just last week on Thursday, I had my meeting with Ben, our emergency manager. We went through, discussed all the things that we'd like to do this year, what we did right, what we did wrong, things we need to change. So I've got all that information ready. And my next on my list is to go through, meet with my AECs, make sure we're all on the same page, and then call a general meeting of the ARPSC MAP here in the county. And following that, the county added and credentialed operators also. So we're moving in toward the new year here, and while I enjoyed my brief hiatus from radio and everything else for the last couple of weeks, it's time to get back to work. So thanks for running the net, Max. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you. KUDB, Michigan Section ARPS unit. Well, good to hear you're working closely with Ben there in the county. That's the best way to do it, partner up and figure out what's important to them, and then we work from there. So great job. Look forward to seeing as the plans roll out there. Let's see. Next, we come back up to Midland here to KBPGW, and then we'll go back down toward Washtenaw at 8SPE. John, what's happening in your area?
Okay, well, good afternoon, Max, on the net. 29 degrees here, so at least it's an improvement. The car doesn't scream too much when I start it in the morning now, so hopefully this is we'll have a little uptake in the weather. I did get on Winterfield Day. I had a bad cold, so I didn't go over to the Saginaw group. I was going to go participate with them, but I didn't want to infect anybody, so I just stayed here and ran from the home, 50 watts, strictly from battery, and it's nice to give these guys that actually go out in the cold, cold weather a good contact. I didn't want to run QRP. I wanted to make it a little bit easier for them, so ran medium power, and generally speaking, they always called me back with one call, so nice to give them a contact. So I'm pretty sure they appreciate it. KDAPGW to know.
All right, John, well, thank you. I hope you get off your cold soon there. And good to be back there. Like, yeah, it's, when the guys are operating out in the field, it's trying to make it great. It's kind of already making it very challenging up on to stay warm and in those operating conditions. So it looks like I saw a number of Facebook postings from various groups around the state. It looks like folks are having fun all over the place. A lot of indoor operations, I noticed, but I haven't seen any pictures yet of outdoor operations. Sure, we'll hear some more about that, but as we move along here. All right, let's go back down to Washtenaw County. We'll go to NASB, followed by WGQTA. Mr. Jerry, nice to meet you.
KEDON and the group. This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, and I don't have a whole lot to report on this end, except for it turns out that my daughter, who apparently went to go pick up the prescription at the local Costco at the beginning of this past week, ended up coming down with COVID. So apparently somebody who was at the prescription counter essentially was carrying it. So we've got her isolated upstairs in her bedroom. She's taking Paxlovid and doing okay, I guess. We'll find out. But that was something that we did not expect, was to simply bring that into the house here. My wife is somebody who does not need to be exposed to anything like that. I've tried very hard to not bring anything like that into the house here, so that's how it goes. So back to Nick, NASBE.
Okay, David, NASBE, KENDON, Michigan Section AFTS, CNET. Well, I do hope that your daughter is back on the mend soon and quickly, and that, that's as far as it goes in the household there. It is an unpleasant experience, I guess. I've been very fortunate and not been hit with it yet. We do have one case in our house here. My wife locked herself in the bedroom, and fortunately, my son and I were able to stay clear of it, and that was a few years ago. I think if there's any good news, it seems to me that the strain that's out there right now is not as fierce as the one that was out there 5 years ago. Can you believe it was 5 years ago already? So, far along. So, anyways, hope all is well there soon. Next we go to WBPKL, and now I think we'll take a standby. So, Jay, what's happening with you?
Okay, Ron on the Michigan ARPS CNET. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima JNFY. Well, Dave is not kidding. When he goes off to various meetings or presentations, that sort of thing, he doesn't go home. He grabs the fifth wheel, heads out to a campsite for a couple of days, and enjoys banter for a while, I guess, until he's absolutely assured he tests negative before he goes home. That's thinking ahead, Dave. That's definitely thinking ahead. Well, speaking of thinking ahead, we, of course, bought a travel trailer the beginning of this past August. We've got a few trips with it and found our towing vehicle is right on the hairy edge of being able to carry the load. So we've been thinking about getting ourselves a new tow vehicle. We did a little bit of research, and inside of 3 days, we found a 2017 Expedition with the heavy-duty towing package. This thing's about three times the towing capability of the size trailer that we have, but better to have margin than not. So we are back to being a two-car family. Of course, in preparation for that, I've got another Kenwood Z71 dual-band rig and a spare mag mount that will go on that vehicle. Haven't yet worked out exactly how I'm going to approach installing ATRS. In our primary vehicle, we have a handy copy that my wife won at Handvention a few years ago. It's one of those gazus that takes two hands in order to change the volume. And there was no way we were going to use that as we have too many HTs that do the job better than that thing did. But it has built-in GPS and ATRS capabilities. So that thing ended up in a cup holder in the car, and we plug it into the cigarette lighter whenever we fire up the engine, so that's always squawking our position. Anyway, also ordered up a dash cam, same type that we've got in the primary car. So that's on its way from Amazon. It'll be here tomorrow. So plans are already underway as to how this vehicle will be equipped with radio gear, APRS, and dash cam. Last on the list here is I got formal written confirmation from the Independent Receiver Association, from their board of directors, that they would like me to add the 146.74 repeater just west of Ann Arbor to the IRA network. Right now we're just linking in via All-Star. We're only picking up the NTS traffic nets, the noon round table, and the Tuesday and Thursday bulletins from the amateur radio news line, as well as the ARRL bulletin. So we're doing some tests that way first, but after I fix up a couple of RF issues out at the site and install the new RC210 controller, then we'll go ahead and probably link full time. But we are planning in June to make the trip out the day before the Hudsonville Ham Fest. They have a potluck and a camp out. So we'll bring the camper out there and join them, get to know the faces and the names and the calls. And then the following night we'll be at the Crossroads Ham Fest. We'll be camping there as well, and that is in Marshall. So we've got plans. WBATKL, back to that.
WBATKL, KEADLM, Michigan Section ARPLC Net. Well, it's good to have plans. They'll change as soon as the first bullet flies, but at least you've got them in place there, so that's a good start. Congrats on getting onto the IRA network. I think that's going to be, that'll be nice for you guys. And you're right, it's always better to have a little extra capacity on the towing end. You don't want the vehicle straining for that stuff. Well, I have seen some radios that could definitely use a user interface engineering exercise on them. So, at any rate, let's see. We're going to take a pause, as I said, and see if there's anybody else who would like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service call, Cornet. If so, please call now.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Center.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw County.
Now you, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, anyone else to return, please call. Alright, hearing none, let's go up north to Menominee and call KW5AS. Mr. Skip, how are things up your way?
This is KW5AS.
Yep, I'm going to report up here. I am about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and bad rough today. Almost everyone has a low signal, but then again, I'm a lot farther west than everyone else is. But yeah, the band conditions aren't great today. I'm able to hear most people, but still not all. And yes, as usual, I checked into Wisconsin's Air Gracie's Net in the morning, and I checked into Michigan ARPSC in the afternoon. Cover both sides of the border. I'll hand it back to Net Control, KW5AS.
Well, as close as you are, you can just kind of head down the road a short distance and you'll be on the Wisconsin area team. So, yeah, good job. Always glad to have you with us. Thanks for joining in, KW5AS, KEADLM here. Next, we'll go to Charlie, KWBAXB, to be followed by KBAAY. Charlie, what's happening in Calumet?
Well, good afternoon, Max, and good afternoon to Ken, who's just a few miles away from me. This is WD8AXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Well, yesterday I joined the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club for its Winter Field Day. We were in a workshop that used wood, heat, and an overhead electric heater, and so it was cold. It was like being in a refrigerator, but at least we didn't have the 20 mile an hour wind that was blowing around outside, and at least it warmed up enough that you didn't have to use gloves. So I still wore a cap and I still wore my coat, but it got a little more comfortable after a while. And we were a class 2 station. We had 2 HF stations, a 40 and a 20 meter single sideband pair of stations. And thanks to one of the hams, we had a nice pork roast too. Boy, was that good for lunch. So we brought 2 stations out to the workshop, and we put up 2 wire antennas, and had a lot of fun. Didn't work a lot of stations, but of course, everything turned into a big social event, and we even had a couple ladies join us out there in the workshop, so nobody slacked off yesterday, that's for sure. But it was a lot of fun seeing people.
not much else new to report radio-wise. Been helping some friends with their radio antenna ideas and questions, and trying to help them get off the ground so they can get on HF. So, didn't hear Brett check in. I know that Brett will be having a District 5 leadership meeting on Tuesday night. Haven't seen any specific details on that, but I believe he's got it scheduled for Tuesday night, January 28th. So he's got that tied up for District 5. Max, back to you. I'll let you keep rolling along. I'm hearing all stations, and the station in Menominee was 100% copyable here in Southern Kalamazoo County. So back to you, Max. KDADON from WGADXB. Over.
Okay, WDAXB, KUDON, Michigan Section APS, CNET. Yes, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate all the updates there. I had gotten word from KDAXB that he wouldn't be able to be here today. He hadn't mentioned the upcoming meeting, so thanks for sharing that information. Sounds like you had some fun yesterday. Pork roast, real pork, playing another fish there, but I always want to cook pork roast anyway. So, anyway, let's go next. KDAY, to be followed by M8NOR. Mr. Stu, how are things in Washington?
Stu, how are you? Stu, in ABC in Washington County. I'm just keeping busy watching by HF Windlink RMS. The last couple of days, 28 connections yesterday, 27 connections today, mostly winter field day. So those are high numbers for me, scanning 20, 40, and 80, 24-7. KDADY is what you look for. Other fun here is I put up a Tempest weather station, and I have a weather dash display watching it, and looking forward to watching the winds blow. KDADY.
Okay, KDADY. I had a light copy on you, but I was able to pick up all of it. Sounds like you had a nice field day there. Great performance on the station. Good traffic going through there. And yeah, have fun watching the weather. You can't do anything about it, but you'll sure be able to talk about it, that's for sure. All right, let's see, go down to, back down to Charlie's neck of the woods. We're going to go to NANOR, then pick up KB9IAR. Mr. Ken, how are things your way?
Good evening, this is NANOR. Things are great. I'm hearing most of all stations. Obviously, the conditions, I've noticed that things are, some folks are just fading in and out and come back really strong. So, but I'm hearing all stations tonight. Other than that, not much going on around here. Just enjoying my ham set this evening. I'll turn it back to you. This is M8NOR.
Okay, M8NOR. Yeah, I'm hearing good readable or better generally for most stations. A couple of those stations are light readable for me, but I am picking up everyone, including you, and so that's good. All right, next we go to KB9IAR, then swing up to Kent County to WBAUSA. Mr. Don, how are things for you?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Pretty much just taking it easy here.
I must have spoke too soon. That's the one signal I did not pick up there. I couldn't
quick and quick copy area, a little too light for me today, Don. Usually you got a real strong signal to me as well. So anyway, Stu, thank you for checking in, though, and please come back again. Next, we got WDUSA to be followed by KCYDS. Mr. Joe, how are you?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that Tom was done. I think he is. Yeah, uncharacteristically, he was weak, fairly readable by voice recognition only. The rest of the stations are readable or better. Max, you've been just readable to me throughout the net. Somewhat down, but we were a lot stronger on 60 and 40. They were about an hour ago for the Archcon net, which, by the way, pointed out some problems on DMR for me that he discovered, so I haven't been able to expand out except locally on the repeater, so we're going to have to work on that. At any rate, winter field day, well, I chose to listen and certainly not get out there for obvious reasons, too cold. Skip, I got to tell you, your station is loud and clear, one of the loudest signals on the band, so you're doing very well. Well, I hope to see some of you at the Interop conference coming up in just a short month and month and a half, close to two. They're in Muskegon, and we'll be putting in an appearance there after our stint in Florida to get the heck out of here for a while. Let's see, in the county here, the only thing of note is the new radio station at the Red Cross building on Fuller is complete except for the finishing work. I've had the station on the air, both on HF and VHF. I'm going to be working on wind link issues now and just finishing work with wind link and getting the ID on DMR corrected. And then getting the backdoor 3 modem talking to the laptop. And then we'll be pretty much done. So that's been a month-long project and finally getting done. Anyway, thanks for doing it, Matt. And we'll catch everybody on later notes. Over.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. WDUSA, KEA2N, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Yeah, the Archcomnet was really good today overall, good performance on all the bands, I'd say. And dizzy on 40, of course, with the last bits of Winter Field Day going on, so thanks for helping to find an opening in there. Let's see here. You mentioned the Interop conference, that is March 4th to 6th, and thanks for mentioning that, because I do see on my to-do list for this week also. I got to get my presentations finished up so I can turn those in. Those are due for awfully early, about a month over, a month ahead of time. But I guess that's what they ask for. So at any rate, next we'll go to KCYDS, and that's going to bring us to the bottom of the roster, or bottom of the list. KCYDS, Ron in Saginaw, how you doing?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net tonight. This is KCYVF, easy for Saginaw County. Like a few other people, we participated in the Winter Field Day event. We were 4I. We participated from the Saginaw County Harry Brown Airport, the county airport facility. We had a 10 through 80 meter CW station, a 10 through 80 sideband station, 10 through 80 PSK-31 and a 10 through 80 JS-8 call station on the air. Don't know the final total on it. Our CW station is working from the airport, across the airport, to try and get some separation in the antennas, so I'll have to merge his logs. He said this morning when he checked in, he had over 100 contacts on CW. We had two operators kind of tag-teaming the CW station. We had close to 100 digital contacts and about 30 sideband contacts. So we'll be up somewhere around 250 contacts for the event. And again, like a lot of other people, it's more of a social event than a contest. We had a lot of people stop into the site and talk about radios and that. Let me break. And we also picked up four new members. So that was a good thing. So we have some new members into the radio club into Saginaw. On Thursday before, the Aries group did our first training of the month. We did a functional exercise of traffic handling. They passed both ICS forms and radiograms forms by radio back and forth. Then came back and checked to make sure that everything that they had passed from one person to the other checked out correctly. Good to report that they did. They did a very good job at passing the traffic and getting everything correct, even though I threw in some spelling mistakes and some other things in there to try and throw them off track. They did very well with them. Good.
Happy.
He's one of the emergency directors for the MMR Ambulance Group. He's also the chairman for the Saginaw County Emergency Preparedness Council. They are working with Region 3 Health Coalition to see about getting ham radio back into the hospitals throughout Region 3. And they're also working with one of our local hospitals that got bought twice and didn't put the station back in when they got bought, so we're working at trying to get a station back in the second of our hospitals in the county. So I'll have more word as I find out more information on that, how that's going to progress as we go along. This is KC8YVF, back to Nat.
Hello, Ron, thank you for that update. KC8YVF, KUETON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Wow, 250 contacts over the course of a day or so. That's over the weekend. That's really doing pretty good. And all of the digital modes, I'll count CW in there, really trumped it all pretty much. So nice work. And let's see here. I hope you do get the good luck in getting the hospitals equipped again. I hope that all goes well. Of course, you know, to be able to reach out to the District 3 folks, they do have Mike Bowers and company can help in getting that all squared away for you. So let's see. We are at the bottom of the roster, so I will take a standby here and see if there's anyone else wishing to check in. This is KEADOM, Michigan Section, ARPS, CNET. If there's anybody else who'd like to check in before we close, please call.
KB8SWR.
With 12 stations checking in at 32 minutes of airtime, we want to thank you all for joining in. I hope you all have a great evening and a great week ahead. Stay warm, stay safe, and stay healthy. This is KEADOM closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic. And returning this frequency to normal use. This is KEADOM out.
KEADOM, KD8SWR did check in right at the last second. How copy?
All right, KD8SWR, got KD8SWR added to the roster.
Okay, thanks very much. I have 14 stations and 32 minutes, including an AW, which I talked to as we were setting up the link. Back to you, KJVD.
I was going to say, you must be looking over my shoulder because I was just counseling him as well. So roger that. Thank you to Mike and the Central Michigan Emergency Network for keeping the relay up, or putting the relay up and making it available. So with that, KEADON out.
KEADON. As Wesley Webbitt once said, ain't that scary. This is KJBD.
Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful week.
And you'll be you. You have a good one, too, Mike. And
KU81. Hey, Jeffy Slacker.
Alpha here.
Hey, Jeff, Gated FHW.
Sorry, I was on the phone. Hi, how's it going? Is it happening now? I can hear you now. Yeah, because the net finished, so now the time has come up, so it should be back to normal now. That's kind of weird. I never heard that before. It's 7-10-250. That's one of the reasons I drop the net sometimes, because it turns people up on 2-350 when it does it. Yeah, one of them things. Yeah, that Flint should reconnect here at 6 o'clock, so otherwise I'm on 2-350, but Flint's closer. You drop Flint off for the net? Yeah. Yeah, we dropped Flint, the FBI. When we were talking, making the 7-8, I dropped the 7-8.